It's eco-friendly farming which has caught the eye of MPs. They've decided to investigate the state of organic farming in the UK. Today they'll hear from the National Farmers Union, and they've already taken evidence from several experts in organic food and marketing. So why are MPs examining the sector now? David Curry chairs the Agriculture Select Committee.
Well, I think two or three reasons. The first is it is clearly expanding very rapidly indeed, and demand is expanding very rapidly indeed. And when demand expands, because we don't have a great deal of production in Britain, it means we're going to suck in imports. And there are clear question marks about whether the imports which do come into the United Kingdom go through the same rigorous processes as we have in Britain, and whether the consumer is getting the information which is necessary. Secondly, we have the retail situation has changed quite dramatically, I think, with the announcement by Iceland that it has bought up, I think, 40% of the world supply of vegetables grown organically. And that clearly is going to put pressures on other retailers. And we thought we need to investigate what that means for the consumer and for the supplier, of course, because organic producers get a significant premium at the moment. And thirdly, because there does seem to be a polarisation between organic production and GM production. And this whole debate is taking a sort of messianic tone. And we think there is scope, actually, for a bit of sort of hard economic, hard ecological analysis here to get away from a bit of a sort of biblical certainty and start asking some sensible and practical questions.
You've already spoken to three experts. What did they have to say?
Well, they varied very sharply, in fact. We had one who looked at it from a very hard-headed economic point of view. His broad, I guess the thrust of his argument was that there's no reason why the taxpayer should subsidise conversion if retailers want to have organic produce to put in front of the consumer, then the retailers ought to be the ones who are arranging their own supplies. If continental countries subsidise organic production, well, thank you very much, that's a subsidy to the British consumer. I mean, that in a sense is a summary of that point of view. We had another witness who really did take a view that organic production was intimately linked not merely to a particular system of production, but really it had much wider implications for the environment, for animal welfare, and really was almost a commentary upon the nature of society. I mean, we've got to remember in all this that as things stand, the term organic does not by itself indicate that it has a special quality, it has a special taste, it has a special appearance, or it has a special shelf life, it is good for you or bad for you. All those claims are made by producers or by retailers. The only claim which you can actually make in strict terms is that organic production follows a certain method. A product can be classified organic according to how it is produced. To say that something is organic only means that it has been produced in a certain way.